roaming reptiles. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, and welcome to 2017.
That's right.
Well, we have to turn on our, microphones. You know, turn on the microphones, Bob. Microphones.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Here we go.
Turn the other one off.
Okay, well, we might have had, you know, remember there's been 3 or 4 days here of other people being on the air and microphones get moved around. But good morning, everybody. Here we are. Is it Monday?
Yeah. Oh, no, no. It's got to be a Monday with everything that's going on so far this morning.
Well,
so.
It's a beautiful day to begin
2017.
And we celebrate.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How about you? What's going on with you?
Oh, I've just had an exciting morning.
Well, I did too. I mean, I came in this morning and I said, okay, Carl, I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
Never mind.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's currently 35 degrees. Anyway, going through all the things that we've had to go through this morning. Carl, just stop me in my flow.
That's okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right now, and we're going to start all over again. So run our first commercials.
To your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com.
246-7256.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Okay, we're going to start all over for 2017. We've got all of our microphones and our things set up now.
Kinks are out.
You had a
I hope so. You are
a,
you ready?
You had a hell
are
of a morning.
Are your kinks out?
My kinks are out now.
Thank you.
Had a hell of a morning, didn't you?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I don't understand and I'm hoping that it didn't happen. You know, because truly I did get a red light ticket there before, and as far as I know, I did not roll through. There were two cars parked in front of me, like waiting at the light, and I was behind one of a dark SUV, and I pulled over alongside of it, and I thought, well, you know, I pulled behind it, you know, and then I thought, well, you know, maybe I'll just, you know, there's room on the right. So I went on the right. And then there's a walkway there, and of course, the crosswalk.
Crosswalk.
And I just went to go look to the left, and the light went on. The lights flashed twice.
But you hadn't gone through.
I don't think I did.
No, unless you're moving through there, you didn't go through.
Well, I know that I'd stopped.
Maybe it was aimed at somebody else.
I hope so, but I mean, that's how I started my morning.
This is not how you start out 2017.
I started out my morning, and my heart was heavy, and I drove, and I said, could I have done that? I mean, you know, I'm starting to question yourself. Like, I've known before when I did it.
This is not your first rodeo.
That same place. I know when I did it in the past. But this morning, no, I don't know that.
Okay.
And no, I feel like I put my foot on the brake and I think I paused. So you start to question yourself, like,
nah.
Where did I leave? You know how it is. Where's my car parked? Where did I leave my glasses? Where did I leave my keys?
where's my cell phone?
Yeah, those kinds
fine.
Of things. And, you know, we've just come back after, you know, the crazy holiday season has been wonderful. And by the way, folks, the weather. Let's talk about the weather a little bit.
Yeah, let's go. Hey, it's 605-4567. Happy New Year. It's our phone number. We're starting off the year. We've got a few glitches going because our regular producer, Bob Belongi, Bad Bob, and his wife are going down to this big tech conference down in Las Vegas and had left some things here that we're unable to find.
There were some files that we haven't been able to find yet,
so we were starting off the year differently. Anyway, so
we're back now, and here we are, Carl and Linda.
I've stopped running around the office screaming
at
everything.
Thank God nobody else is around here except for upstairs.
Yeah, well, I woke them up.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
So, yeah, the colonel is in the house.
Don't laugh, Bob. You're not out of trouble yet. Okay.
Anyway, welcome to the show. And no, it was a wonderful. In fact, we should be. Let's open our hearts with kindness. Bob, how was your New Year's?
Mine was terrific, Linda. How about yours? And happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. Yes, we did celebrate
our anniversary.
9 years yesterday. Thank God you didn't scream at me yesterday.
I would never do that.
But we did drive back. You let me drive, too. So,
I don't let you do it. That's
but
right.
It was very nice.
Let me ride in the car.
You ride in the car. That's about it. So we were up in the mountains. It was so beautiful. It was just so nice to be up in our friends again, you know, had the lodge outside of Tennant. And we were up there in the snow. And it did snow. And we were coming back. We were in the snow. We drove through Mount Shasta. It's just so charming to drive through Mount Shasta when the town is filled with snow. We stopped and had a bite of lunch in Mount Shasta. And the snow was falling. And And, you know, it's just.
He said it was going to be 8 to 10 inches.
Yeah, this is what they said. The gal that was serving us. But anyway,
I don't know if that was true.
It's currently 39 out right now. 80% chance of rain and show. That's what the forecast is calling for right now with our highs of 38. Rain and snow likely tonight with our lows of 30. Tomorrow calls for 90% chance of rain with our highs of 40. Tuesday night, all rain with our lows of 37. Wednesday, 80 to 50% goes from a scaling, from a scale there, from showers, then chance of showers. On Wednesday night with about 50 degrees, and Thursday calls for mostly cloudy with a high near 49 and a chance of showers again. You know what? We'll take the rain.
This weekend's going to be a huge, it's coming this next weekend from what I saw in a seven-day forecast.
Well, Saturday is like 50 with rain, and Saturday night's low of 40 and rain on Sunday. So we have a rainy week ahead of us. And, you know, we'll take it.
Yeah, and what they're saying, too, is because we had so much snow, now with the rain coming down behind it, you could have some big runoff. So be prepared out there.
You know, we talked about this yesterday while we were driving, because we went from snow to rain to slush. And we just love being in the elements. It's really cool. You know, it's
20 degrees.
It's wonderful to just, we love that about the North State. You know, even though we have these, like, suck in really hot, you know, I can only take about a week of being super hot. And by the way, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We want to thank our sponsors because, you know, when you own and build a radio station like Carl and I have done, and we're celebrating 8 years of being on the air, 9 years of being married, 8 years of being on the air, 1 year of being married, we buy this dark, like a FCC license and build the studio and build the station. If it hadn't been for all of the sponsors and the weekend shows that support the breath and the life and the force of the station, we could not be on the air. So we must, you know, when we stop and we do our sponsor thank yous, it's just because they're the ones that have decided to support us, and we appreciate them so much, such as Shasta Gas Propane. They bring us the weather. They support the weather. They sponsor the weather. The locally owned, veteran-owned business, the family-owned, they're wonderful people. So Shasta Gas Propane.
Chuck and Judy Kinney.
Thank you for being our sponsors, and we are going to do a lot of that love with a breakdown of each one of the businesses that have been with us for many, many years, and they just believe in what that is shopping local, staying local. We talked a lot about this during the holidays at Christmas time. There's a younger generation, not all, but some, who just, it's convenient to go on Amazon Prime. It's convenient. Things just come to the door. You don't have to go anywhere. Well, I said to one recently, gee, if I did that, that means that you would never make a living as doing nails or hair or massage or, you know, you would never make a living because somebody would just automatically press a button and their hair would be done. How would you ever make a living doing that? So you must think about the fact that you think about the energy that goes into the gas, the lights, the people that need, you know, that you have on your staff, the insurance. All of the things it takes for a business to be open. So even if you come in and you spend a little, you're supporting our community.
It is easier to shop. For some people, shop online. But going out and going into a boutique like Dandelion Boutique and buying from them keeps the business open. Keeps the business open, pays taxes. It makes our community stronger. You've got to take a look at what the future is going to look like. But there's no reason our own businesses can't get out there and compete on that.
Now, here's my question. Am I stupid or am I smart? What would you think? Okay, so here's the scenario. I had something I had to do where there was like a fashion thing involved, and I bought a clothing rack. My friend brought a clothing rack on Amazon Prime for half. Well, it was probably $30 less than what I paid, but I went and shopped. It was a big box store, but I shopped local. Had to go get the box, schlep it in my car, take it home. I paid more money, less convenient. But for me, it was about the fact that I was going to do that. She probably had the box. It was delivered to her house. You know, I don't know. I understand. Was I not? The word isn't stupid, but, you know, I mean, that's the difference.
There is a difference, and sometimes it's not even that big a difference. You say $30 less, sometimes it's a lot less than that. But people just, maybe they don't want to shop or something. But after a while, you're not going to be able to shop because those places will be gone. So, hey, good morning, Jimmy, to you too. I'm glad to see you're still around here. I know that you work down south. So,
good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, other things.
New Year. You know, I mean, it's kind of like, you know what, Carl, when we say Happy New Year, there's a lot of things going on. You got your list there. We got to talk about a lot of stuff that's going on in headlines. And not forget that 8 o'clock, we do have the Enjoy, going to kick off the New Year with them and find out what's going on. I'm sure they have tales of what happened for them to the holidays. But going on, other things in the news.
Well, you know what, and it's terrible to start off the year with things. So, I mean, I don't know whether to kind of lead into them with other stories, but or just hit it right now. But Hollywood, you know, the big sign in Hollywood?
Yes.
They changed the name from Hollywood to Hollyweed sometime during the night or someplace. So it was Hollyweed until they could get up there and fix it, which I thought was kind of amusing.
Right.
49ers fired not only their general manager, but the coach, but also the general manager. This weekend after they had a 2-14 season. But I think they really ought to take a look at, of course, the coach and the general manager. I mean, those are the ones you can't fire the team. But let's look really what happened there. All the unrest in that team when Kaepernick took his knee,
yeah,
and he still does, or when he, you know, because, oh, I'm, you know, frankly, a person who doesn't know his history of the United States. But he took his knee and, there must have been such a
there's a breakdown.
Well, there was a breakdown. I'm
in
sure
morale, with it, I think, in the whole morale.
Yeah, that's what I would say too. That when that happens, that the trying to get the team to play together, and then having neither quarterback, you know, Kaepernick shows up unable to play. Because of his not unable to play, but not ready to play, lost all his weight. He was on this, you know, a vegan diet and all this. But the, you know, the bottom line is right. The morale of the team. How hard that must be to get them up when people are booing them, and they're probably, some of them are in there feeling like, wait a minute, I'm slapped with this sign that I don't care about our Warriors, and I don't care about the flag, and that's not true. You know, many on the team probably felt like that. But if they said anything, but maybe they did say things. Maybe there's a lot of turmoil in that locker room that nobody ever heard about.
How do you think the fans felt knowing that they bought season tickets and their quarterback is kneeling? Think about the fans' hearts and souls.
Well, I heard a lot of 49ers.
So the morale,
guys,
the
yeah,
fact is that they allowed, yes, a team can have rules. They allowed him. Should have said every time you can do what you want to do, but every time you kneel, you're on the side. You're on the sidelines.
But they're not going to do
that. Why can't they do that? Why can't somebody draw a hard line?
Well,
why?
They could. They refuse to do that.
Why?
That is their, well, why is the sky blue? You know, I mean, they didn't want to act like they believe that his kneeling was truly an embarrassment. Oh, no, we respect his right to kneel. Okay, you can say that, but I think you can also be very strong about it and say, fine, if you're kneeling, but the organization itself does not agree with it. You know, we do respect the flag and all this, and an organization did not do that. So, you know, you can tell a person not, you know, now there's other coaches I heard said, if you want to kneel, you're not going to play.
You know what this is like for me? I mean, you can philosophically say whatever you want to say. To me, it's like flipping the bird. It's a symbol of disrespect. It's a symbol. If somebody's driving along a car and they flip you off, come on, how many people have been flipped off? You just are like, that is like gross. That's disgusting. That a man or a woman, you know, where that's just a, so to me, the feeling I get with that is that you're flipping off all these people, the fans, because you're so important about how you feel. And even though you're getting paid millions of dollars and you're supposed to be a professional, it's kind of like, I feel this way, so I am not going to perform.
I would imagine that in the future, and Jimmy says, isn't it because the players are under contract? Yeah, they have to be able to play and all this. But I would imagine somewhere in there, in the next bunch of contracts coming out, there's going to probably be something in there that says you will not do anything that causes embarrassment to. I mean, well, I'm sure there must be something in there now that there's says that you can't embarrass the team or your behavior is enough to get you benched or fined or this. But the 49ers' approval of his actions, as Mike writes in the chat room, is what's turned off a lot of people to the 49ers. Plus the fact that you have Oakland actually having a great team this year, and too bad that the guy broke his leg.
But, yeah, it really is. But this is the crack of morale is what I'm saying. It's the crack of morale. Once you let one thing go, then it becomes – it's a what's the theory of the next crack and the next crack and then the flood begins? What's that called?
I don't know.
There's a name for it. You know what I'm talking about. All right.
The slippery slope.
Bob, you're a big fan, sports fan. What do you think?
Well, I know the NBA had a similar situation about 20 years ago when a player refused to stand for the national anthem on religious grounds, and that was subsequently collectively bargained in the next agreement. They told the players, you will stand for the national anthem or you will be fined, and that was the end of it.
Yep.
So, well, that's what I'm saying is I think there's going to be something that goes into the contracts that just says you're not going to do this. You're going to respect the flag, and if you don't, well, you know, it's too bad. You're going to stand there, and you're not going to do these things because it's cost us. It's cost us a lot this year because people realize that people like Kaepernick, who makes $25 million a year, you know, who has never put his life out there on the line for anything more than a game. And I'm not sure you put your life on the line for that, is causing many of the fans that support football, it upsets them. You may get your percentage, oh, I don't care, but there's many that do support football that does. Okay, moving on. Can we move on?
Yeah.
I have
a couple things I want to talk about.
Too.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's move on.
Do you want to? Go first?
No.
Okay, well, we've talked about in 2017 to travel or not to travel. A lot of people are wondering when Trump takes office in 2017, what's that going to be like on the international field as far as traveling? Some people are worried about how they're going to be perceived as Americans. Now, I remember when Bush was in and I was in Florence, and some guy standing behind me, I was ready to do a rental car or something like that, all of a sudden starts to ask me, sees my passport, sees that I'm American, and starts to ask me pressing questions regarding one of the conflicts that was going to be almost happening or something. And I just thought to myself, God, I'm standing in line and, in Venice, and the last thing on my mind, I don't want to be talking about this right now. And he wanted to engage, or maybe he wanted to argue about it. I'm not sure, but this article is talking about a potentially controversial president means you have to prepare. This, according to this intelligent director of Pinkerton, Americans traveling abroad need to have a comprehensive plan for staying safe. Duh, always have been. But here are three things that they say. When you travel internationally during the next 4 years, just to show the world that Americans are far more varied lot than the politicians they see on TV or read about in the paper, apply for a passport. Less than half of Americans have passports.
Okay. I'm surprised that half have them.
All right. So it costs $110 for adults and $80 for kids.
Right.
All right. Learn another language. And you and I both know that when we've traveled, if it's just a few words, I'm talking about a friend of mine who's going to France, knowing a few words in the native language will take you far. Perfect time to pick up a little Spanish, French, German, or actually they're saying Mandarin, which is what we're
School of the Arts.
Yes. Build a bridge. Whether you strike up a friendship with someone who lives outside the U.S. or take a volunteer vacation outside the country, you can use your travel to show the world what Americans are really like. Now, you and I have traveled a lot. We traveled during a time when we know that other parts of the world looked at some people as ugly Americans.
Yeah, but I was carrying a gun. So I didn't really care what they thought as long as they didn't say it to me. No. You know what? Most of the places I've gone to.
That's not true.
No, I know that. I said most of the places I've gone to that people like Americans. You know, they like us as individuals. And, when they ask something about – usually when they ask questions about the president or what's going on, the kind of thing is that, you know, you quickly make the point that, hey, look, I'm not the president. I didn't make that policy. And, but I am an American, and we are still the shining city on the hill. So, you know, that's why so many people want to come to our country, and that it's a great country. And in that, but I've never really run into the fact of people not liking Americans from the places I've gone to. They want to talk to us. They want to share with us. And if you do, and it's absolutely right, if you know some of the phrases before you go over there, you're trying, you know, you're trying to learn their language and to do that. They love it. So it's kind of like if somebody comes here from another country, like we ran into a lot of people on the bridge the other day.
Yes.
And they were from China. And they didn't have a lot of English. They did not have a lot of English, but they
right.
could say Merry Christmas.
Yes.
They could say Merry Christmas and oh, hello. And, you know, and, but they were very friendly. And you had a friendly feeling about them because they were family and they were open in this. So, hey, the one thing about the weekend that it was a great weekend, but the one thing I missed was my sleep number.
Coming
bed.
Back to your bed.
You know,
that's the truth.
It is a great bed. I mean, Mike and Bertha, I mean, this is, they gave us their apartment to stay in. So, I mean, the bed's great. But, you know, when you get home to your sleep number bed.
To your chosen bed.
To your chosen sleep number setting. And my sleep number setting, of course, is 60.
My sleep number setting has changed.
To?
40.
No, it's always been 40.
No, it used to be 55.
It used to be 55. Mm-hmm. Now it's 40. You're right. And sometimes I put it down to 35
yeah,
just to mess with you a little bit.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to bother you.
You can't mess with me.
I can't
you
mess
try,
with you.
You try, but
I try,
can't.
But I can't. Okay. You know what? With the sleep number mattress, you have your perfect firmness. You sleep so well. No aches or pains the next day from bad sleeping. The number one thing we should be looking at for 2017 is health. Now, we have redoubled our efforts this year into being as healthy and as fit as we possibly can. Is that right?
That's right. Everybody says this in January. We're with
That's
you.
That's right. I'm with you. Okay. So today on January 2nd, hey, we are out there. We are with you. We're going to help push through this health
yeah.
and fitness. Now, part of health and fitness is diet. It's
sleep.
It's gym. But the third part, of course, is sleep.
Sleep. And drinking
yeah.
lots of water.
That's
and
right.
the water
but
and the
right
rest.
Right now, sleep number queen mattresses.
Positive thoughts, Carl.
Start only at $699.99. That's right. Sleep number queen mattresses start at $699.99. And right now, during the lowest prices of the season, you can save $600 on the sleep number i8 bed. Ask them about the Sleep IQ technology. Ask them about the comfort fit pillow. Ask them about all of that stuff when you head on down to the Target Shopping Center to the Sleep Number store. That's right. Right down to Target Shopping Center. See Brian Janice or any of those people down there, all those professionals. It's worth it. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. It is exactly 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, January the 2nd, 2017. I'll keep saying this, 2017. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Molly, how about those holiday coffee beans at Tobacco and Brew?
Yes, Linda, I'm drinking the pumpkin spice right now, and it smells just like the holidays.
Well, my favorite is the peppermint bark and, Jack Frost. I'm taking them as my hostess gifts this holiday season.
And don't forget the triple chocolate. I drink that every morning at home. It's delicious. Oh, and the wonderful cigar grab bags inside the walk-in humidor.
Get warm and toasty this season at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning, everybody. It is 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock right here on January the 2nd, 2017. 39 degrees today, and that's our high. It's going to go down to 33 tonight. It looks like a chance for rain and snow here, and that's kind of interesting. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Sharon Clark and her crew of people, it's the best in-home care that you're going to get, whether it's short-term, say you've had an injury or an operation, or long-term in-home care, it's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. She handpicks the people. They have background investigations. They're all bonded and insured, and they're all well-trained.
Locally owned.
Locally owned, locally operated. Business of the year, businesswoman of the year, or business person of the year, I should say. At Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane, give her a call at 226-8350. All right. Now, Ronda Rousey. Okay, I have to say that Ronda Rousey has got this spot. She brought the UCF or whatever they are, mixed martial arts, the fighters. It was a big sport already, but Ronda Rousey brought it to a pinnacle. She was a bantamweight fighter, and I think she was 140, and she. She made it sexy. She was tough. She went into movies, went into modeling. She was on sports, the Sports Illustrated covers and all of these things. And she was the largest person in mixed martial arts in the UCF.
As far as big celebrity.
As far as a celebrity. Right. Yeah. I mean, she was a headliner. She got paid a lot of money. She went up against Holly Holmes last year. And got her jaw broken and got beaten bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so she just dropped out of sight, frankly.
Well, she had some interviews, and she talked about how she went into depression.
Deep depression. But she essentially, there were those things, but she essentially kind of dropped out. And they didn't know what was going to happen. Well, first of all, she had to get back her jaw and everything else. So then she came back to fight the champion here, Nunez. And Nunez was telling people, she says, I'm going to beat her. She can't fight. And Rousey has always been a wrestler in getting people down and having them submit. When she tried to fight with Holly Holm, and she got beat because she was trying to fight with her, box with her. It didn't work. So they had this weekend here on New Year's Eve. They went out for the championship big crowds, you know, a whole lot of people, you know, interested in this. And Nunez came out and knocked her out in 48 seconds. She tried to come out and box again. And she couldn't fight with Nunez. Nunez is just a scrapper. And she had a technical knockout in 48 seconds. So Ronda Rousey, she could be finished. This may be – probably it's the last time she'll fight, I think, because she's been beaten bad. She's got millions of dollars in the bank. She does movies and all this. Of course, I don't know how – you know, the public is very fickle.
No, people love an underdog. And right now, in another year or two, if she decides to come back, I would think three times. If she comes back a third time and this time she loses – or, you know, how do you have grace, you know, after two losses? You write a book, you do a tour, you know, maybe you try one more time. But it wouldn't be the first time somebody has come back and really just has been really great.
Yeah. Well, her mother had a really interesting thing. Her mom wrote afterwards. She says, you know, people are talking about Ronda and, you know, they're talking about, you know, saying bad things. But here's just my daughter. And this is what I know about her. She works extremely hard. She was a champion. She is, you know, she has been in movies. She has been all these things. And she has made a good living. And she said she's never been arrested. Mm-hmm. She's never had a DUI. She's never had anything. She's been a great daughter, mm-hmm. and the fact is that she's young, and her life is going to move on. And whether she decides to fight again or not, it makes no difference. We love her as much now, you know, 10 seconds before the fight, as in 10 seconds after the fight, we love her just as much.
Right.
And she's been a good person. She has encouraged people, and has been very, very helpful out there, raising money for kids and being out there to talk with kids. So Ronda Rousey, you know what? If she never steps another foot in a ring, I still admire this woman for everything
her
she's
achieved.
My gosh, she was the world champion.
Yeah, a true champion wins and loses. It's how you lose with grace.
Yeah.
That is a champion. And you take that spirit as a champion. I mean, when you go to the Olympics, whether you win or you lose, you're a champion. You're there. She's in the ring. Someone's got to win.
Yeah.
No trophy for coming in second.
Yeah.
It's true. It's clear. It's black and white.
Yeah. And then the thing is that then you're standing there and they raise the other person's hand while you're standing there beat.
But how many times was she standing there when her hand was raised? So, know, it's just, you know, she may be having a period of time in her life where it's off. And I wouldn't doubt again that she doesn't come back.
You think she's going to fight again?
Yeah. I do. I think she'll
handshake right now. I don't think she ever will.
I think she will.
Okay, would you bet?
In a couple years.
Would you bet?
I don't know. Just a bet.
Okay,
it has to be something.
Yeah, it does, because then it's
a cup of coffee.
Because then there's no trophy for second place.
Okay, well then a cup of coffee.
That's it?
Yep.
Then I have to fix it if I win? Then I give it to you? What?
We'll
what is
see
this?
In a couple years. You know, I think she needs to come back.
You think she needs to fight again?
Yes.
I think if she had won this fight, she would have retired.
No, I agree. But she needs to come back. Well,
Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl. That's what you're talking about. Peyton Manning went out as a winner.
Yeah.
And then
there were some years. How many surgeries? How many times did he lose? How many times did he? You know, we're having a great time watching NFL. Okay, a couple things. Can I go? Can I talk about?
Okay, Jimmy says, I will bet $50 to one's favorite charity that she will come back.
Yep.
Okay, Jimmy, I'll tell you this.
I like it.
It's got to be within a year.
No.
Yes, it does, because after that, I don't know if I'll have $50. Jimmy has $50. I don't know if I'll have $50. Right now, I have $50. I'll set it aside. I'll set it aside right now, Jimmy. All right. Okay.
Well, 2017 is not going to be major suckage when it comes to money. We are going to go on a plan this year. We've talked about it. Okay.
Dave Ramsey has nothing on us. We have finally, you know, we listen to the show and we go, oh, you know what, Dave? Dave's right. So we are going to do the baby steps.
I mean, I have a couple trips that I've planned. No, they are. I do have a couple trips I've got planned. I got a Gold Digger reunion in Palm Springs and, you know, a couple things like this that, you know, I've committed to. So besides that, I mean, we're really going to just, you know, go to the dollar movies. That's our entertainment.
There's our entertainment.
And we have a couple – well, we do have a couple things we have to redeem, like, you know, the Turtle Bay dinner that we sold. We didn't sell it. The money goes to Turtle Bay fundraiser, so we're going to be doing that this weekend. Coming back from the break, before we do our sponsors, I want to talk about some interesting things that are going on our planet. You know, I love to talk about those things. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction. And in fact, right now, if you go on to the Northern Firearms Instruction website, you will see that they've got, you know, a lot of people went out and bought certificates for their loved ones to put them through a CCW class. Mm. And right now, Ted Leidy, who is the owner and of Northern Firearms Instruction, retired Command Sergeant Major of the Army, is putting together a women's class here for early January. So, women, if you want to go out there, especially with all the new releases of criminals and all the things that are happening around here, if you want to go take a great class in concealed carry, go to Northern Firearms Instruction. Every one of the people there are trained by the NRA. Every one of the instructors have their certificates for it. Every one of them is experienced. Many years of shooting experience and training and teaching experience at Northern Firearms Instruction. Go to the website. Read the reviews. You'll not be sorry. Give them a call at 530-999-1822 or check it out at readingccw.com. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on January the 2nd. Let me say it again, 2017.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. God, country, and guns. Without God, we cannot have a free and moral country. And without guns, we cannot keep it. By the inspiration of God, our founding fathers created our Constitution, which includes the Second Amendment, recognizing our God-given right to protect ourselves and our country from those who would do us harm. If we are not willing to risk all and stand up for what is right, we don't deserve to keep it. As Christians, are we willing to risk all for Jesus Christ? If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is doing her... What is that?
I don't know. It's like...
Yeah. Okay, nobody
snaps.
Can see that.
It's
11 minutes.
It's 2017.
It snaps. Look, 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. January 2nd, 2017. I'll keep saying that for a few weeks here.
Poor Mariah Carey.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me finish here. It's 39 degrees, and it's going to be... It's going to
Speaking
be,
of snaps.
It's going to be
snap
39.
Who? Go ahead. It's going to be what?
It's going to be 39
okay.
today. This is it. Ooh. This is the best it's going to get, except maybe it'll rain on us. It'll go down to 33 mm-hmm. tonight. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Mm-hmm. Give them a call.
You know,
these little comments. And then you make faces at me when people can't see it. This is 2017. Come on. Let's act like adults.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding, California, where you can go and get your watch repaired and go pick up fabulous estate pieces. They probably would continue if you walked in tomorrow and said, hey, where's that sale? Again, they had a 20% sale off at your anniversary. They just got great stuff. Again, locally owned Four Winds Jewelry.
2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. Okay,
so I want to talk a little bit about Mariah Carey because
I
know there was this.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about
Mariah
Carey.
Well, no, I want to say something. I want people to just get off it and get over it. You know, I think people get cruel, and the reality is, okay, yes, she was headlining millions of people in Times Square, saw a little bit of the snippet. Okay, first of all, Mariah Carey, yeah, she can be over the top, but here's the deal. First of all, we know the fact that she is an insomniac. Okay, so it's a lot to not that there's no excuses when you're. I'm sure people get paid. You know, I think about what it costs for airfare and all this stuff, and they get paid. But the fact is that she forgot. She either forgot her lyrics or she couldn't hear in the headpiece. And there's all these controversial things about the headpiece. You know, with these monitors that go in the ear.
She said she couldn't hear the soundtrack. The people that were doing this and said it was the producers that were setting her up to fail, which is kind of a funny thing to say. And, of course, they all come back and said there was nothing wrong with the audio piece.
So, but the thing is that,
they call
when you sing over tracks. They call it the TV tracks. I've done it. You do a lead vocal. But you have background checks. So through the sound system, and you may be singing over another vocal, but you are singing live. So you just have, like, it sounds like you're recording. So when they talk about lip syncing, you're not lip syncing, you're singing over it. I suppose if you dropped out and you mouthed it, the sound guy would have to then kind of blend the recorded vocal and the live vocal. So people need to know those are called TV tracks, and all entertainers usually in live performances will sing with multiple tracks behind them.
A live premix.
Well, it's not a live premix. It's like you took your tracks from the recording.
Yeah, but that's your premix, and then you sing with it, so it's a live.
Yes.
Okay.
But you can't, it's not like you can take a guitar, make it louder.
But it's premixed already and you're singing along with
and
it.
You've got
and what
drums
she did was
and the whole
she
thing.
Lost her place or one of two things. She either lost her place and then she couldn't get it back.
Right.
She couldn't hear or that she just, it was, her sound went off.
She couldn't hear.
And she didn't know where she was at.
Exactly. Right. And then it just went. You know what it's like when you lose your place and your mind starts to go and oh, where am I? Plus, you've got to do your steps.
And
you've got your guys around you and you're
live
and you're thinking about my shoes and my outfit. So, okay.
Just Bob came in the other day and said,
I thought the way that she handled it was like, hey, how many people? I mean, I've had malfunctions tons of times on stage. Shoes falling off. Zippers have broken. Earrings. Band playing in a wrong key.
Okay,
and you're trying to hear yourself, so
I get it.
So just give
the fact
her,
that she got paid $500,000
to
mouth sync.
Well, she's not mouth syncing. She's singing over tracks. Okay, that I'm sticking up for you, Mariah. Know that this one person's sticking up for you. Okay, 2017 kicks off with a celestial pairing.
Can people hear me laughing here? I mean, you're just going for it.
A host of special sights are in store for skygazers in 2017. The new year begins with a cool conjunction of the waxing crescent moon and the dazzling planet of Venus.
I don't think
they're going to be back for an encore. So, you know, there's kinds of weird stuff going on, but I think it's planetary stuff. Except this time the moon will have shifted between Venus and Mars. You'll be able to watch the planets of love and war sticking close together all through January. But the major astronomical event of 2017 will be the total solar eclipse on August 21st.
August 21st.
Not since 1979 has there been a total eclipse.
Well, there's people then that haven't even been born when the last one was there.
That's right. Now, Monday, today, marks another day of creme de la creme of college football. You're excited about this, aren't you?
Yeah.
Quit making a face. Iowa and Florida kick things off in Outback Bowl today. Wisconsin and Western Michigan will duke it out. And the Cotton Bowl Classic on ESPN, Penn State takes on USC. For the Rose Bowl, Oklahoma and Auburn hope to end the day with a sweet note in the Sugar Bowl. It just goes on and on. Isn't it great? And Crimson and Alabama go head-to-head January 9th in the college football playoff title game.
I saw the games, and it wasn't close. Clemson and Alabama just trounced Washington and Ohio State. So it goes back to Alabama and Clemson again, just like it was last year. So other things that are happening, and just get ready for this year. They're not giving Trump an inch, and they're going on. This is the latest one. I was listening to the news this morning while we were getting ready. And this woman comes on. She talks about Trump and the Russians. She did everything but say that Trump was a traitor to this country. Oh, well, you know what? You know, he just said, you know, when he said he's not looking at those Russians. You know, he's saying that, hey, maybe there's more to it. You know, he's their puppet. You know, this kind of stuff. And I'm listening to this woman, and I'm thinking to myself, I said, first of all, how can you accuse somebody that's not even president yet of selling out the country? Because she kept saying it. And then the other person said, well, wait a minute. Obama has been in here for 8 years, and he hasn't done anything. How can you just lay it all on to Trump already? And the woman spun totally off that and back into the fact that, well, he said that, you know, that they didn't hack. And they didn't hack our election. And then they start talking about, well, did the Russians hack our election? No. There's no evidence that they went into the voting banks or anything like this. The only thing the Russians hacked was the Democrats' server for the Democratic National Party. And then their chief of staff, Panetta, they got into his. There's nothing that said that they went into the election and hacked it and took thousands or maybe millions of votes. No, there's no evidence of anything like that. Nobody's even accused them of that. And this is how crazy it is. There was a power company in the Northeast that had a problem, and they said, it's the Russians had planted malware into their system. And then this was the Washington Post. Then they had to come back out and print a retraction by saying, okay, that wasn't right. It wasn't the Russians, and it really wasn't the energy company. It was a computer offline to somebody that worked for them. That's how bad it is. They want to make the Russians the enemy. They want to make Trump the bad guy out of this after Obama has let them walk all over the United States for the last 8 years. And if anything, Trump is, you know, and I am not a Trump protector because, you know what, he doesn't need my help. But here's the thing is let him get into office, find out what he's going to do before all of these. I mean, it was almost allegations of treason from this morning. And this is a woman that I've heard before that, you know, she's a left wing and she's a liberal, and that she is one of their strategists. But you know what? This is just going on too much, too soon. There's going to have to be a lot of changes here. You know, people are going to have to take a deep breath, step back. At least you're starting to see your friends are starting to, you know, breathe normally again. that, you know, are saying, okay, I'm okay now. I'm okay now. It doesn't mean that I agree with them. It doesn't mean that I'm going to support them. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to keep fighting, but I think I'm okay now. I think that's what it is. But anything, you know, I mean, they're taking a deep breath.
I hope so.
I hope so. I mean, you know, they said, can you imagine how I felt when he was elected? And I went, yeah, probably like I felt when Obama was elected. And I said, but you know what I didn't do? I didn't do all this. I didn't go crazy. I didn't say, get the Electoral College to change. I didn't do all these other things that y'all are talking about. You know, I just went, oh, okay, this is a great country. Let's just suck it up and move forward. And this is what the country said. This is what the country agreed to. They put more Republicans in office than there has been since 1929. Yeah, that's right. The House of Representatives, the Senate, everything. And now people are wanting, Obama to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Obama just needs to say, here's my state of address, here's my farewell speech, and then move on. We'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Empire.
The news is next on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Mourning in Turkey for one of the victims of the New Year's Eve attack by ISIS, killed 39 people in Istanbul. Correspondent Susan Fraser reports investigators may be looking at a possible link as well between this attack and others that have recently happened in Turkey.
Reports in the Karar and Hürriyet newspapers say that investigators have established similarities between this attack and the suicide bomb attack that took place at Istanbul's Atatürk airport in June. They were looking into the possibility that the same IS cell could have carried out both of these attacks.
American defense contractor William Jake Rock was in the building at the time and sustained a gunshot wound. He spoke to NBC's Today Show.
Somebody said that, there were shots fired. And I initially did not believe it until I saw the gunman, and he started shooting up the whole place.
A criminal complaint, meanwhile, has been filed in Turkey against some people who have been using social media to praise the New Year's Eve attack at the nightclub. The state-run news agency says the Turkish Bar Association filed a complaint calling for the investigation and prosecution of those who praised the attacker. The new year brings with it a pricier look at the gas pump in this country.
The U.S. national average sits at $2.34 a gallon. It's about 35 cents higher than where we started last year when gas prices were under $2 at $1.99.
That's oil industry analyst Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com. He blames all the rapid rise on OPEC's recent decision to cut output in hopes of driving prices higher. The stock market is closed for the New Year's holiday, and the markets overseas where trading did take place saw volumes thin. Stocks in Europe were mostly higher, boosted by a report that the manufacturing sector in the Eurozone grew at the fastest pace in more than 5 years last month. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Devil Possession and a How-To Plan to Be Set Free. GodSaidManSaid.com. The Historicity of Jesus Christ. The Amazing Power of Going to Church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and Man Contemporaneously. Is There Life in Outer Space? God's Perfect Diet. GodSaidManSaid.com. 21 Signs of Doomsday. St. Peter's Fish. Hours of Text and Streaming Audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
My blinds were so ugly, I hung up drapes just to hide them. Finally, I got new ones, and they're stunning thanks to Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Shipping is free, and their professional designers gave me a free online design consultation, helping me pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds for every room.
Now through January 31st, get 20% off everything at Blinds.com with promo code SHUTTERS. That's Blinds.com promo code SHUTTERS for 20% off your entire order. Rules and restrictions apply.
For right up to about a million people, Times Square was definitely the place to be on New Year's Eve. Amy Chiefitz made the trip.
It was awesome. It was really cool to actually see it in person. I've never seen it in person, so it was definitely a check off my bucket list.
And shortly after all the crowds left, New York City Sanitation Department Commissioner Catherine Garcia, they sent out the cleanup crews, and they had their hands full.
We use a variety of different pieces of equipment. I mean, you've seen it from the mechanical brooms to collection trucks to backpack blowers into hand brooms.
In all, about 300 people worked on the cleanup and got it done in just a few hours. Turns out it was one of the bloodiest years ever in the city of Chicago. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says the city will fight back in three ways, including
addressing the flaws in sentencing guidelines for repeat gun offenders.
And he also says doing more work in the communities. In all, there were 762 homicides in the Windy City last year. More on these stories at townhall.com. In Arlington, Texas, a police officer turns a potential arrest into a teachable moment.
Officer Eric Ball caught a teen smoking marijuana outside a movie theater recently, and rather than arrest him, he gave him an alternative. Ball told the teen he could either get a citation and pay fines, or he could do 200 push-ups. The teen chose the latter. Ball said it worked in high school when coaches imposed the punishment to make the student think twice about the next time he was tempted to stray. The boy's mother agreed with Ball, but suggested he might have given her son 1,000 push-ups. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The air in Beijing and other cities across northern and central China has gotten nearly as bad as it can get on that scale they use there. The thick smog prompted authorities to delay dozens of flights and close highways, and municipal authorities say it's an orange alert for heavy air pollution. The orange alert is the third highest level preceding a red alert in China's four-tiered system. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is January the 2nd, 2017. The time is 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
We decided we were going to come in today. You know, it's a holiday everywhere. It's a couple, well, the place I go to get coffee in the morning, closed.
Well, you know what? It is a holiday for a lot of people. Everybody, yeah. But let's just try and turn on all of the...
All right. So anyway, we're back at the show here at currently 39 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have rain and snow today with our highs of about 38 and then tonight lows of 33. Tomorrow calls for high of 40 with lows of 37. And yes, we're going to have rain all week. It's going to be a cold week. It's great to bring out those coats. And a lot of people probably got heavy coats for Christmas. It's great to wear coats. And if you want to give coats away, great time to be able to go take them to the mission. I'm sure that there's people out there that can use your heavy coats. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane each and every time you read it. Let's go to the phones to Rally Sally. Good morning. What's happening?
Good morning, Linda. Yes, I just wanted to call in and let people know that there is no Reading Patriots meeting tonight. The church that hosts us is having a conference there, and we will resume our meetings on January 9th.
All right. Well, wonderful.
I just wanted to weigh in on the conversation that you were having before the break, Carl, when you were talking about how the country is, how the Republicans have taken so many seats and governorships and legislatures and things like that. Unfortunately, the opposite is happening here in California.
Yes, it is happy. It is opposite.
Yes, in fact, California now has a supermajority of Democrats, which means our Republican representatives basically, they're not even needed down there anymore. There's nothing they can do to stop a vote. There's nothing they can do to change it.
Well, there's nothing the governor can even do, I think. I don't know. Do they have the supermajority yet?
Yes, they do.
They do. Okay, well, you know what? This is just, I know where you're going with this, but.
Yes, California is just going the other way. And with this Cal exit movement afoot, you know, to where California wants to secede and become their own country.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
What the rest of the country are we going to get?
Well, you know, the thing about it is it's a new beginning this year. Let's see what happens. I know there's a lot of people that back now on the East Coast and in the president's group that believe on a lot more about individual rights. At least I hope. Anyway, thanks, Sally.
Thank you very much.
You
Carl.
Bet.
Have
no meeting tonight.
Year.
You do. Happy New Year. Okay, let's go to Randy. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Am I wrong about the 49ers?
Yeah. Hey, let me say, I don't know a thing about football at all, but I do know why they lost 14-2. I know exactly why, because these other teams, they did not want to be humiliated by losing to a team and to a city that stands for how the, you know, so they just played harder.
Yeah.
They did not want to be beaten by by San Francisco.
By San Francisco.
And I have another question, comment.
Okay.
That terrorist attack in Turkey.
Yeah.
They're showing footage of it on TV, and it shows, you know, a guy dressed in black outside, and then inside somebody in a Santa costume or whatever.
Ooh.
And they're not talking about the guy outside that comes in there with a gun. He's a skinny guy. And then the footage of this Santa that's leaving with the, you know, that they're saying was a terrorist too in there.
Well, you know, what they're saying is, I saw the footage of the guy coming in, and they're saying that this is different because what they did was he changed clothes in there. So I wonder if he changed into a Santa costume and ran out.
Do you see how fat he is, though?
Oh, yeah, but I didn't know. Yeah, no, I didn't see that part. I'm
just saying. Yeah, the guy coming in, skinny. I mean, he walks totally different. The guy in the Santa, you know, he's crunched over like an old man, you know, walking out. So I think it's two different people, but maybe they just don't want to release that.
Well, Randy, thanks a lot. Happy New Year, buddy.
Thanks for thought.
You too, Carl.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
We are here with the Enjoy Magazine folks, Rhonda Ball and James Masada. Good morning and
happy New Year.
Happy anniversary, too. Yeah, happy anniversary to you us and to, you guys celebrated a lot. Hey, we're looking for something. We're going to take another caller here. Henry, good morning and welcome to KCNR as we're talking about political stuff before we go into Enjoy. What's on your mind?
Well, what I'd like to have you and Carl do is read your history books a little bit. Now, I'm old enough to remember this. You folks aren't. But what the Democrats are doing now, I remember very plainly as a 10-year-old boy what happened in Germany under the Nazi regime.
Oh, and okay.
This is almost the same thing as the Democrats are doing now.
Well, they're what they've done is they got a supermajority. And, you know, I really hesitate.
About is the Democrats ranting and raving about Trump and so on and so forth.
Okay, but I really hesitate.
And the Democrats are acting like the Nazi Party did prior to World War II.
I really hesitate, and I understand what you're saying, Henry, because they are, you know, because they're saying some really horrible things. But I hesitate in comparing anybody to Nazis, and I'll tell you why. Because you do remember that, and my dad fought in it, and. When people say, oh, you're a Nazi, I think of Nazis as people putting out extermination camps and all the horrible things they did.
Well,
and nobody's at that level, and nobody's even close to that level. However, it could be, and we've got to be watching, but the things that are being said is not by the majority. Of course, back then, when the Nazis started, it wasn't either. Anyway, we have got to run, Henry, but thanks so much for calling.
You bet.
You bet, buddy. Happy New Year. Okay, now we're Enjoy the magazine
with our James
Masada and Rhonda Ball.
Well, Rhonda Ball has been married now. She is married.
Rhonda Alvey. I'm sorry.
And I went there too, and I was like, okay.
No, I put it down.
It was short lived.
Are you hyphenating?
No.
Are you going all the way?
Yeah, no. Good for you, huh?
Are you going all the way?
All the way.
She went all the way. Rhonda Alvey, she got married.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no, some people hyphenate.
Did you go all the way?
It took me for a while because I had two albums out as Linda Regan. And I said, God,
Linda Bott?
Yeah. Let me finish. So I had all these, you know,
she's been combative.
No, you've been combative. So I'm just saying back to you.
You've been combative.
When you have a long period of time with a professional, right, Rhonda?
Mm-hmm.
You have had, you know, publications with your name, lots of things with your name. You have a brand. So to change it means that, okay, now in searches for me, personally, you know, so I'm Linda Snook as a, you know, I had an album. So Linda Regan, so it's Linda Bott. So because I decided when I married Carl, I was going to completely change. But as you know, Social Security,
it's not fun.
No,
I'm still working on it.
And I just wish every man could go through it once.
No.
Every man should go through dressing in drag, putting on high heels, wearing nylons, putting a G-string on and a bra.
Uh-huh.
Yikes.
Yeah.
No, and getting dressed and wearing it all day long, and then they need to know what it is to go through changing your complete name.
Yeah.
And what the process
is.
So
is
you
process,
can just be a little bit more appreciative
of
what it's
like. I'm not sure why
you
have to wear a G-string and a bra all day to know about this.
You need to know the feeling of what
it is
what we go through.
My name's
forgot. She forgot. Period. Yes.
And having a baby.
And yes.
Right. And menopause. Yes. We haven't gone through that either. So, gosh, damn.
Well, manopause.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Damn us. Damn men. Those are, but there's still 100 reasons why it's really good to be a guy. You know, like we can give, you know, we can jump up and give high fives. We can do chest bumps. We can wear the clothes. We can wear the same clothes to the party, running each other and become best friends for life. James and I can drive from here to Sacramento, never say a word to each other. And at the end, we don't think we hate each other. Yeah. We like each other because we don't have to sit there and chit-chat. You want to go for another 99 reasons it's good to be a guy? Okay, we've got to take a break now. We haven't even started.
Rhonda Alvey, anyway,
this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. A better-owned business, Jeff Worth, is the man to go to get your windshield fixed, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Let me tell you something. You've got a little bitty chip in your windshield. Water gets in it. It gets cold. Guess what? It cracks. Or it's really cold out there and you turn on the heat in your car and it heats up too fast. Crack. All of these things happen. He can fix it. He can prevent it. That's Jeff Worst. 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
All right.
Be right back with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada.
The Enjoy Magazine and Store.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook, at OrchardNutrition.com, or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460.
Hit me with Carl and Linda Bott.
shot.
18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Monday, January the 2nd, 2017.
You're not being oblivious. Hit me with your best shot.
Look, I am here. I am present. I'm trying to do a commercial, okay, a spot for you. Because this Thursday, you're going to be at...
Oh, thank you.
You're going to be at Wind River singing, and it's a new time and
Overtime.
A new place.
Overtime Lounge, whole new regime, 6:30 to 8:30. My same trio, Cleveland Bonet, Bruce Kalin, Bobby Viramontes, and, of course, wonderful trombonist Joe Larson. And, yeah, it's going to be a whole new...
Cleveland's great.
And so we've been in Elements Lounge, and they said, we want to book you next year, so it'll be the first Thursday of every month, and we want to put you in overtime. I'm just kind of like, ooh, it's different, you know? And so I want to do some things that are more, even newer, kind of fun, edgy.
Have you heard Cleveland sing?
I've been trying to say, are you going to sing with me? Are you going to sing?
He sings beautifully.
But
it's either sing or play, and he loves to play. But I'm like, dude, you've got to do both. And
he did sing backup on Oh Holy Night.
Yeah. Good.
So I'm going to see this season. We're going to try to get
Elements Lounge. It's not at Elements. It's at
Overtime.
Overtime. But give him a call at 243-3377 and book your reservations because it's going to start at 6:30. So you want to get there around 6. I know just everything that can happen this year. I want it all to happen this day.
Yeah.
This day. And it is because we locked you two out.
Again, nobody's here.
Our Cracker Jack staff. You know, and then the phone just rang and he doesn't have it on. I mean...
And then we try to get the issue to come up for Linda because we only have it online.
Yeah, no, tell everybody what happened here.
Because the issue was supposed to be here and delivered already, but it was hijacked down to...
The Russians did it, okay? Yeah. The Russians have been... They're totally responsible for everything that's happened today.
They hacked in the delivery schedule and they moved it all the way, and they took the truck all the way to Sacramento.
All right, welcome Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. Hey, you guys.
Hey, it's Happy New Year.
If I want to look at it.
2017.
Yeah. Anyway,
you will get the magazine tomorrow.
We'll have it.
And we're going to have a bunch of them here, so you can come on down and get them. But here's the thing is, isn't it funny? You know, sometimes you just have a day like that. Of course, I can just imagine
I've been gone all week.
When the truck went by, which you just, it's kind of like you're standing on the 5, waving at it as it goes by.
Yeah. Oh, well. And here's the clincher, too. We have our delivery driver was going to be gone all week.
Mm-hmm.
So we had James' son who was going to deliver the magazines. And he had planned, he wanted to get it done before Friday because his birthday's Saturday and he wanted to do a ski trip. And he kept waiting and waiting and waiting.
Right.
And
the Russians, I'm telling you, they've just gone into everything topsy-turvy. Okay, so let's hear let's just go a little back just a couple weeks, and let's hear about December, how it went for you in the store. Moods, goods, feeling. Tell us all about what happened in the Enjoy store in December.
December is always crazy town in the store, and I love it. And it was crazy town this year.
How many days did you work straight?
From the first week of November.
He never had a day off.
I was in there that one day. You know what? Let me tell you something. I go down, Linda and I go down every year, and we get at least, you know, for Christmas, for a box. And now I've got to come down there again this week because I'm sending another box to my sister for her birthday.
Nice. Right.
And but
January 8th.
It's not her birthday.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, now you've got me all screwed up here. Okay. Now, is it that because
I
missed it last year, but I don't think it's the 8th.
Okay, go ahead. So you're going to go.
Carl, how long has she been your sister? And I say that lovingly because I can't remember 65. A damn birthday on anybody.
I think it's her 65th.
I can't remember a birthday at all for anybody.
There's one thing that women should... If we're with a woman, she should kind of keep track of that.
You should change your name.
I should change my name. Okay. So what I do is I go to my sister. When's your aunt's birthday? And she goes, it's either this day or this day. And I'm like, you've got to do better than that, Jennifer. Anyway, but we're going to send another package because I tell you what, go to Enjoy the Store and all the great local stuff you have. It fills in the box. You all take care of all that. Yep. It's gone. And it got there on time.
This year was different, though, I have to say, in the buying structure. A lot more. We worked harder this year than ever to achieve our numbers in the sense that last year people had big purchases. There were some things that people bought that were, you know, pretty good you know, dollar amounts. This year, there were a lot of purchases, but people were buying smaller items, lots of smaller items. So we saw a shift in that realm.
They're saying that retail, you know, the retail stores saw an uptick in, you know, this year. But it's not going to help a lot of the really large chain stores. You're going to see a bunch of them just go away.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I think this year we saw it finally crossed in. I mean, it's been happening for a long time, but this year was the massive online retail. I mean, like everybody bought.
Through that.
Not for us, but because we don't have online. But we're working towards that because we want to be, you know, But this year in general, I think globally, people bought.
We've been talking about that. What we need to do is get our local businesses and get them out there online, competing like that.
Yeah.
And you and I talked about this. And see, you're kind of the problem with you all. You're limited by because you have so many local people.
And one-of-a-kind items.
And one-of-a-kind items that they may be able to make 50.
But they'll not.
And then you'll get an order for 500. What do you do?
Yeah. Well, and that's been our challenge. But we're working. We're trying to figure out how we're going to, you know, overcome that portion of.
Well, you know, I hear what you're saying, and that is an issue. And like we talked about, Carl and I talked about this morning that, you know, buying online doesn't support. Unless you're online, like your store's online. But if you're buying online, we talked about it earlier, again, so I'm being redundant, you are not supporting how people stay in business. And we just go into, like, think about the staff and the electricity and the details of what it is to have a storefront and keep a business operating.
Yeah.
So when you're buying online, it's very impersonal and also loses the touch of what's happening with a lot of this, you know, Facebook and internet bullying, because you lose touch of the community of what it is to go in and see James or Rhonda or the staff at Enjoy and say, how are you doing today? And having, gee, I can touch it. I can feel it. I'm part of this. I'm really supporting somebody who worked on it. And there's something that's just very
important
about that.
That was interesting that you just said that, because I've looked at it from that perspective a lot, but what I've never taken into consideration is the relational side of my buyers and my relationships with them. Because I know many, many of our buyers now. I mean, we've been doing this for long enough where I have a relationship and a friendship with all of them, and a lot of them come in. Sometimes they don't buy anything, but they just come in and look around and they say hi, and we catch up and talk, and that's super important.
Well, the other thing too is, if you go online, I mean, when I buy something down there, I get a little kiss on the forehead, and you know, James. And, and it's kind of like that special thing.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get that online.
And James is so good with customers. And
when you're passionate about something, it's then, you know, you want to go into the Enjoy store because you know everything about it is the love for what you do. Mm-hmm. It's not this cold store where it's just product. It is. There's so much more. It's organic. There's an organic
tagline. Is our products tell stories. And,
products that are made to enjoy. Yeah. Yeah.
And for me, I sit in an office behind the store, but a lot of times I can hear what's going on.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes I find it fascinating, James talking about one of the products in the store and about the person that made it and, you know, how they did it and what they did to get where they were. Mm. And, you know, he knows the backstories of all the products in there. So it's pretty cool.
But unfortunately, we've got a generation that's coming up that this, and I'm holding up my phone right now. Mm-hmm. This is their lifeline to everything, and this is how they work. So now you've got to be able to thrive in this by doing both.
Right.
By able to have your have your store there with that person relationships, but also have them have other people come in there and get that one of a kind. Be able to sell that story, and there's right there is the gist of it. Can I sell the story about this jam or this olive oil, and what they when it grabs them right there, and they see this, go, oh yeah, and I'm willing to wait, or I'm willing to pay some more because this is special,
right?
Yeah.
And I'm willing to wait for maybe 2 weeks, to be able to have this and put it on back order, that kind of thing. But I think you all will be able to do that.
You'll have to wait till our October when they harvest.
I'm sorry, but today is the 3rd of March, and you're going to have to wait till the 5th of October.
Yeah.
And then we'll have your name right here in the top of the list. Okay, so anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
We're waiting for that. Okay.
So the January issue is produced, and it is online, so feel free to go to our website if you want to get there early. But, yeah, we have had a mishaps where the truck just passed Reading, and, you know, as we told you. But it's supposed to be here, and we're going to expedite getting it out to everybody.
And it was a special issue
this
month.
It is a special issue, yeah.
Well, it is a special issue.
It's already special.
We're just a day into January. It'll be here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, we got to take a break right now. So why don't we do that while, you know, we all get it up on our computers again. This portion of the show is brought to you by, you know, okay, we talked about the people that have been, you know, with us, like Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff has been with us from the beginning. And then we talked about Wind River, and we've had a relationship with Wind River ever since we began, just like we have with Enjoy. Mm-hmm. We've had a relationship with you all from the very beginning,
yeah.
And we can't just tell you how much it's special it is to us.
And to us.
And, you know, I kind of think is that what we represent, it's what we all represent is local community. And, you know, wanting the best for our community, mm-hmm. and everything. And this is the same thing with Alliance Heating and Air. Martin was having lunch across the street, and he looked over and he saw us. He goes, you know what? I like what those guys are saying. Comes across. It was the hardest sale we ever made. I want to advertise with you. That was, 5-6 years ago?
So great.
At least that long. And he's still with us, and he's just a great guy. He's a veteran. He's a motorcycle rider. And business of the year. I mean, he's done all this. Alliance
and his wife
heating,
works
and
with them, and it's family
great,
business.
Great, great, great people. I can't say enough about them, and the work that they do is just outstanding. Give them a call at 221-2642 or visit their website at homecomfort.org. They are not one of the, you know, the chain groups out there.
Right.
They are. He started this business well over 20 years ago. They built it, and it's just outstanding. Any type of heating or cooling system work you want done. That's Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. Enjoy the store and enjoy the magazine. We're going to talk about a couple of the articles. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity. for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Enjoy yourself, have a big time, dance a little dance, drink a little wine, come on in, the water.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, January 2nd, 2017. 2017.
Nice music coming back in.
Oh, he always comes in.
Enjoy yourself. I love
he always
that.
Comes in some good
nice
stuff.
Nice wording, there. My friend. Nice wording.
37 degrees, it's gone down in temperature. It's 37 degrees going. The high today is supposed to be 39, 33 tonight. It looks like we're going to be getting rain. It's going to be a rough couple. It's going to be a rough week as far as rain, and we possibly getting snow. And then this weekend is going to be a lot of rain. So you got to watch for flooding too, because we've gotten having a lot of snow up in the higher elevations, and if it rains, it may cause runoff already. I know it's hard to believe. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Wow. Man's last stronghold, the best place in the world to get a haircut. Can't get any better than right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. Did I say it was Man's last stronghold?
Yeah.
Better known business right there.
A lot of guys go there.
A lot of guys. I mean, that place is always filled. Mm-hmm. I mean, one time I walked in there, and I just walked in, and they all were kind of finished almost at the same second. So I just kind of like walked in. Started to write my name. You don't need to write your name. Oh, okay. So I went in and sat down with DC, and he and I caught up on the last, 2 weeks or something. Okay, we're here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey of Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. Now, as you're going to learn, is that if you just tune in right now, is the truck delivering the magazines just kept going south.
Yeah.
And for Christmas and maybe New Year's, and now that they've made the turn, the wide turn down around Fresno, and they're coming back up. So we're looking at this issue on our computers and on our smartphones and in our iPads. You got three different devices here. You've got the future. You've got right here. You've got present and future.
Yeah.
Now, the whole issue, though, is based around health.
Yeah.
Why?
So we have recently started delving into some other things that the magazine can partner with in the community. And Paul David is a young gentleman that has been putting together events, and he came to us to partner with him and Dignity Health to launch a health and wellness fair at the Civic Auditorium, which will be on January 7th. And so one of the things that we did in conjunction with that partnership is we took Enjoy Magazine for the January issue to support this health and wellness event by creating a health and wellness issue. So predominantly, it's not 100%, but predominantly you will see throughout the entire issue articles about health, wellness, well-being, mental health, physical health, eating, so it's a great issue. It's filled with all kinds of great information. Here we are at the New Year's. I know a lot of people get burned out on New Year's resolutions, but you know what? Yeah, I know.
It's the second day.
I know.
Well, January always is a big people join gyms.
Refresh start. Well, yeah.
I was wondering why, because you didn't really tell us it was going to be the health issue, but I was wondering why you wanted the photos of us for our ad in there and the pose down that we had in our Speedos.
Because you're ripped, dude.
In our Speedos and Linda's, of course, two-piece there. So I understand now.
Yeah, dude, you're ripped. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, in one of your articles here, let's just share this. 17 things. Now, this is interesting because I wouldn't have some of these in my gym bag. And as we know, we're putting together a gym bag, we have put. But these are things to add to the gym bag because there becomes a courtesy or a kind of like a – when you have like manners at a restaurant, it's the same thing with etiquette at the gym. So 17 things that should be in your gym bag. A BPA-free water bottle. Mm-hmm. Okay, so water of any kind, actually. Deodorant.
Please.
A sweat cloth. Okay, now a lot of times people will go and work out on equipment, and they they keep their hands, their sweaty palms,
their sweaty butt, their sweaty
head, and don't wipe it down. Off, yeah. Now, I know some gyms will give you like a water bottle or a bottle that has a rubbing alcohol or something in it, but you know, you have to have your own towels. Bring a sweat cloth, a bath towel, body wash, shower shoes. Now, that's something I forget sometimes. It's good to have thongs. Or Zoris, or whatever you call them, shower shoes when flip-flops, you go in and out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's a, you know, let me tell you what.
You can get really.
I don't know what it's like in a woman's bathroom or shower, but.
Isn't it scary? Isn't it scary?
The men's?
Women's are always kind of clean. You go into a guy's. Okay, now I've got.
You want hiking boots.
Now, our sports club, I got to tell you this, though, is they give you towels when you walk in. You can get a big towel and a small towel.
Yeah, that's nice.
For wiping yourself off and all this. But you're right. I mean, and it's always clean, but you wonder. You know, what's teeming down there?
Headphones, extra socks, a clean change of clothes. No kidding. Plastic bags are perfect to store sweaty clothing in when you get home. No kidding. A healthy snack. Sometimes we forget to have those little protein bars while you're in between working out. A first aid kit. Don't forget any medications you normally take in case you may find a rise or a fall during something, a gym lock, and a heart monitor.
A heart monitor. Okay, the heart monitor, I was okay all the way up to then because that scares me now.
Or a Fitbit.
Or a Fitbit.
Okay, now here's the other thing, too. You also need to find out where that machine on this wall is, the one that you can put the paddles on your heart.
Yeah.
You know,
The defibrillator.
And you find out, okay, does everybody in here know how to use that? Oh, yeah, we train in that all the time. Okay. Then I like to work out right next to the defibrillator so I can, as I fall, I can just point.
All right. Yep. One of your other articles is about
a bottle of Lysol. Somebody said a bottle of Lysol.
Okay. Another article you've got coming up, Needlepoint, about your acupuncture.
Yeah.
People have been asking me lately, do you have an acupuncturist? Or do you know of anybody? And frankly, I do this in the Sacramento area, but I've never done it here. So tell us about it.
Well, we have an article on a couple that has started this new facility. But Rhonda's
My niece
has an acupuncturist, or she is an acupuncturist and has her own facility here in town as well. Mm-hmm. What's that called?
Radiant Sun.
Radiant Sun, yeah. And we have done an article, I think, with her or on her. Mm-hmm. And so this is kind of just another opportunity
to
talk about.
And this is a different
yes, totally.
This is a different kind of place. It's kind of a community acupuncture where you sit in a room with other people and you're all in reclining chairs and they work on you in a group. I mean, you know, it's not like you're all there at the same time or whatever. But
it's just an open space. Yeah. It's not like you go in for a private,
right.
You know. So
you've done this before, right?
Puncture before.
So tell me about it. Because a lot of people, you know, they know that, you know, they believe in chiropractors and masseuses and all this. But acupuncturists.
Thousands of years old.
Yeah, yeah. The whole idea is to put a needle. Very thin needle
and it doesn't
into a
hurt.
Certain spot. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. I've had it done one time, but into a certain spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's supposed to?
It activates the body's recovery system. There's something about it that is going in and causing. If it's almost like the body accepts it as a wound. You know, I mean, it sounds horrible, but it's really not. And the body immediately responds to it by flooding that area with, you know, whatever it may be.
The right things.
The blood or,
to stop it from hurting.
Yeah, but I mean, I think there's a lot more to
allergies,
it.
Allergies, and they're talking about weight
loss.
I
did it for plantar fasciitis.
Did it work? It did.
I haven't had a problem with it.
They're saying anxiety now, too. If you're an anxious person, they can help, you know, to help calm you. So this place is really great. The husband and wife that run it are really neat. I got to go take the photos for it, so I got to go in there.
They do discounts for veterans. Yeah. And
it's actually what they're trying to do. There's an organization in this country for acupuncturists that it's like a communal, and they believe in that. And their whole premise is to bring acupuncture to the masses, make it affordable. And that's why they don't spend a lot of money on their overhead. They spend it with being able to serve.
I wonder if you could have a traveling acupuncturist, you know, that comes to your home. To me would be very. I think that would be very viable
if
you pay for it. I mean, because you know, then you can just go from spot to spot to spot to do that. And
I don't know that they would, but I could imagine that they probably even would. You know, if you're going to pay for it, but they have
because then your overhead really goes down.
Yeah, in that regard.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, yeah, it was a really great. It's just a big open space. They've got tons of recliners that they're all covered. You lay down on the recliner, it lays almost completely flat, and then they work on you. And it's like you can just come in, you know, and yeah, it was just it's really neat. And they're really neat people. So if you read the article, you'll find out a little bit more about their their beliefs and their premise and what they and what they're trying to achieve. They're trying to bring this specialty treatment to the masses that's affordable. And it's part of their DNA, and it's part of an organization that's in North America that's trying to do this, both in the U.S. and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So,
And they're on Victor Avenue, and they have a website, and you can read about them in our magazine, and you can check out their website.
Okay. But would you say your daughter-in-law or daughter?
My niece.
Uh-huh. That's
cool.
Okay.
Yeah. But this isn't my niece. The story's not about
her. No, I know that, but I'm just thinking about is that probably we need a guest. We haven't had an acupuncturist on. Mm-hmm.
Probably find out more about this at the Health Expo this weekend.
Absolutely.
Again, tell us the place, the times, what kind of booths and information that we're going to see.
Go ahead.
It's going to be at the Redding Civic, and it is on the 7th, and it's free for people to come to.
Its
and
primary sponsor is Dignity, so Dignity will be there in full force doing all kinds of things. But we'll have booths from all kinds of businesses that, you know, deal with health and wellness, both mental, I think, physical, spiritual, all that kind of stuff. We will have a booth there in Joywill. We're going to bring a bunch of our vendors in that are going to be talking about, you know, you'll be able to do, I guess,
tasting
and sampling.
Ooh, like nuts and
things that are, on the healthy list.
And the expo is from 10 to 5. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, wonderful. Mm-hmm. And we can learn more about that this weekend, again, at the Health Expo. So we're going to take a break here. Our guests are Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine. And you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Dandelion, one of my favorite boutiques of all time. Lots of gifts for that hard-to-buy friend. Or just go in and find out how you would like to start your 2017 with a new look. Check out Dandelion on Pine Street. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. God, country, and guns. Without God, we cannot have a free and moral country. And without guns, we cannot keep it. By the inspiration of God, our founding fathers created our Constitution, which includes the Second Amendment, recognizing our God-given right to protect ourselves and our country from those who would do us harm. If we are not willing to risk all and stand up for what is right, we don't deserve to keep it. As Christians, are we willing to risk all for Jesus Christ? If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's currently 37 degrees. Yeah, we lucked
out. Going up to 39 today.
We lucked out. Enjoy. We had the doors locked. Because, hey, everybody's off today, but not us. We're here live on KCNR 1460. Carla Linda Bott. Our guests this morning are Rhonda Alvey, James Masada.
This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, another one that's been with us, another company or business that's been with us since August 4th, 2007. The very first show I ever did over at another unnamed station. And been with us ever since. I can't say enough about Joe and Shelley. It's a better-known business. You have Espresso Joe's, which is great coffee. It's got great everything in there. Veterans get discounts. You got all types of coffees there. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is simply fantastic. You're going to be treated very, very well by the people at Tobacco and Brew. It's open 7 days a week. It starts at 7:30 in the morning. You can't get any better than that. Tobacco and Brew does a lot for our community. Okay, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey.
Hello, hello.
And if you're looking for the latest issue of Enjoy the magazine, the truck that's carrying it is making the wide turn around Stockton at this point.
Be in today.
And coming back.
Goodness,
it'll be back
yeah.
in today.
What a nightmare.
Oh, I know. You know what? Isn't it funny how things yeah. start? Because we had all new bump music. We had all the stuff we were going to, you know, launch today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our regular okay. producer is gone, and he didn't leave that one little spot where Bob can find it. And unless it's marked in a certain spot, I mean, where are you going to look? We got like 1,000 songs here.
Yep. Yeah.
So we've got phone calls coming in, hopefully, that'll tell us where he's hidden it. Okay. Anyway.
You guys know what we're talking about.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
Hey,
you know what? Ours
just
is kind of
roll
like.
Roll with it.
Ours yeah. is kind of like superficial. Next to yours where your whole shipment just, you know, just disappeared.
And I've been gone all week. I've been out of town. Yeah. So thankfully, I uploaded everything on the website. So.
At least it's
there.
It's on the website. So how can you find
it's
it?
It's real.
If you want to,
we're not lying.
If you want to look at it right now, you go to
enjoymagazine.net, and you can see it there. We also have the full version on issue, but that is not on our website yet. That'll be on our website in about probably 45 minutes.
As soon as you go back and smash somebody in the
goodness,
mouth.
Yeah.
Well, what is 2017? Let's go around. What is 2017 for you, Rhonda? You've had a big year. You've had a grandbaby, or maybe two. One's coming.
One due in June. I had my grandson was born 2 days before Christmas last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we just turned one. My oldest grandchild just turned 8 yesterday, so we celebrated at the 49er game. And
you had a wedding?
Two weddings. I got married and Jenna got married last year. So, I mean, 2016 was a good year for me, but I just have a good feeling about 2017.
I have a great feeling mm-hmm. about 2017.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've heard a lot of people say that.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about the election. I'm just talking about, I think
Politics aside, I think it's going to be a good year.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
James?
I certainly hope so. For me, we kind of talked about this, is to be less, I guess, in the business and more on, you know, development. So spending less time actually on the floor of the store and spending more time.
Less in the tactical side and more in the strategic side.
Yeah. Trying to get, you know, what our next move is, where, you know, bigger, better, stronger, that whole
Well, I think you've got to continue to change. You've got to continue to grow. I mean, we're doing that right now.
And we had a big meeting and talked about, you know, we have some goals that we want to accomplish next year, and we are making a list, and we're going to just really going to work on it. And we get so busy that we just don't do a lot of things because we're too busy keeping up with everything. We did hire somebody in July who is helping us in the office, but she's also doing a lot of other stuff.
She's awesome.
And she's amazing.
Young.
And she's has a lot of energy. And
fresh
she's
out of
smart,
college. Yes, yeah, super smart.
So we're really lucky that Kendra has come on board. And so she's picking up a lot of the slack. So now we're able to think. And we
when you're wrapped in the when
that,
you're in the middle of the fight, it's you know when you're out in the middle of the swamp, surrounded by alligators, it's hard to remember you just came out there to drain the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
So you know because you can't do it, and we're in the same thing. And we've hired a new sales associate, and we're going to be looking really. We've got some new things going with on how people advertise and what we can do to offer more than just
and we're working
just
on that
on
as well.
Ordinary. You know, on that. So you got to keep reinventing yourself or you're just going to be kind of like past.
Right. And we're 10 years old. I mean, we've been around for a while. So, we want to keep everything fresh. We want people to still think that we're exciting and, you know, and we have some really great ideas and we have a really great team and we really are like a family, you know, kind of like a family run business. So I've been working with James for almost 20 years. So.
Yeah,
well, it is like a family-run business.
You've got to figure out what you. Everybody needs to think about this, and I think we need to take heed. Is how do we stay fresh in our minds within ourselves so that we can treat other people and treat? And we just are tired, bringing tired. It's a business. It's relationships. Mm-hmm. It's friendships. You know, you've got to always weed your garden. Sometimes we get tired and the weeds grow and you've got to be thinking about that. And I think that for me, 2017 is about making sure that I pull my weeds.
Mm-hmm. That's a good
thing. They always say, who has the worst plumbing in town?
The plumber.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because they are busy doing it for everybody else. By the time they get home, that's the last thing they want to do. So, yeah, same thing. But, so.
Hey, I'm going to throw a thank you out here to Jimmy. I remember your show on the other station. I couldn't wait when I heard you and Linda were going to start KCNR. I tuned in on the first day and have been here ever since.
Nice.
You know, when you hear things like that, and thanks so much, Jimmy. And you think about the people been with us. You know, Bob's been with us since, I don't know, 2 years after we started, Bob, something like that, and he's been here. You know, of course, Bob Belongi, Diane. We've had people who've been here. If they left, it's because, you know, in two cases they got married, which I thought was pretty disloyal. But they left to get married.
Right.
You know, and we had that. And
somebody moved. One of our first gals moved, and when Santos was here, he just left the business.
It's totally.
Kind of, you don't mind if they leave the media business and they go to another business.
Right.
It's when they, if somebody, and we've been lucky because somebody's like jumped, you know.
Well, and when we used to do the show on Thursday nights, everybody that you've had here working, producing, has been
for us,
amazing.
That, well, you know what?
We friendly
usually,
and good and,
We have the people we pick are just kind of like somebody, you know, you want in your family. You know, some of them are eccentric. but you know what? But they're always there. You can always count on.
Yeah.
So yeah, and little things like this, you know, like hey, where'd the music go? If that's the worst thing that can happen here, then this 2017 is going to be great, and it will be. So okay, big thing. One more time, of course, is you know the issue that we have here is going to be out. What, tomorrow?
It should be here tomorrow. Yeah, let's just hope.
And if it isn't,
there are so
don't
many,
make it too weird.
Yeah, there are
it.
So many articles that we haven't even touched on. I mean, the, you know, from Hip Hoppin' with Fred, what is it, Vassallo?
Yeah, that looks pretty cool.
That looks really cool. We did the needle point, which is acupuncture, Chasing Rainbows, a personal story about somebody that, you know, had issues in life and has turned to running, moving mountains, Shasta Rock Club climbing gym, which is a really cool thing.
We're saying
it just opened.
It's been around for a while, but it moved to a new location. Yeah.
If you ever, okay, now this is where you just kind of like climb up the side of the hill there. By the hand.
But it's a pretty, I mean, if you read the article, they spent a lot of time with the purchase of their rock wall that it is, you know, it can change constantly.
Well, you got to do that because after people climb it 10 times, and they're bored. Yeah.
Small steps, big changes, making worksite wellness a priority. So this is about, you know, here we are all sitting in here, but obviously taking care of ourselves even when we're at work. And many businesses are implementing the ability to,
right,
you know, get up and move and stuff throughout the day. So there's that. The Whole Truth, Get Clean with the Whole 30 Eating Program. Another great article on food and eating.
Wow.
I mean, it goes finding treatments with personal stem cells, self-help, meaning using your own body's healing properties through stem cell harvesting.
Yeah, that's become a big thing for people in their knees and their joints and certain areas that
you can harvest your own stem cells, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. There's all kinds of stuff.
I can't wait to see this issue.
Yeah,
it's and then how technology,
it's a great way to start out
how technology has changed the medical business too.
Uh-huh.
A lot of things because of technology has made things so much easier. Where you can see your charts online and all kinds of stuff. So.
Yeah, that makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it just goes on and on. Indoor projects to keep kids active during the winters, playtime, you know.
And different kinds of therapy. And, so lots of good stuff.
Okay, this weekend on Saturday is the health fair. It's down at the Civic.
Yep. 10 to 4, you said?
10 to 4.
10 to 5.
10 to 5. It's going to have all types of great things there to start off the year healthy. Thank you so much, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey.
Happy New Year's to both of you.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be great.
It's going to be a great year. And tomorrow, Angie Watson's going to be on. She's one of the ones of the founders of Save Reading. And what's happened with her since the time she came up with those 10 great ideas to make our city safer? Well, you'll find out tomorrow. Everybody have a great day and Happy New Year.
Turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, now that his final Hawaiian vacation as president is behind him, it's down the home stretch for President Obama. And one of his final orders of business before exiting the White House will be to try to save as much of Obamacare as he can.
With President-elect Donald Trump and many Republicans on Capitol Hill voicing plans to gut the Affordable Care Act, the president's doing what he can to protect his endangered health care law. Democrats are working to devise a strategy to protect Obamacare by exploiting GOP divisions about how to replace it. To that end, the president will travel to the Capitol on Wednesday to meet with House and Senate Democrats, likely his last meeting with his party's lawmakers as president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President-elect Trump still not convinced it really was the Russians who hacked the U.S. election.